The castle. The first palisaded stronghold on the island in the narrowing of the lake was built by the Jotvingians. The conquest of the land and extermination of the Baltic peoples by the Teutonic Knights was finished by the year 1283. They could have built a wooden watchtower, which was later transformed into a stone castle. It was not mentioned in the texts until 1390, when the documents were issued here referring the treaty between the Lithuanian Duke Witold and the Teutonic Order's Grand Master Konrad Zöllner von Rothenstein. The decision to build a castle was made by Ulrich von Jungingen, the Comtur of Bolga. It was erected between 1386 and 1406. The castle had two parts, the main castle and the settlements outside the castle walls. The castle was situated in the eastern part of the island, separated from the western part by a moat with a bridge. It consisted of two several-story wings with cellars. The main, northern wing served as housing and the other, southern, as an outbuilding. The square courtyard was surrounded by walls with buttresses and arrow slits. There was probably a small chapel in the castle. The exact layout and the functions of the parts of the castle is not known. There could have been the lord's flat on the first floor, the refectory and guest rooms. The basement and cellars housed the kitchen, bakery, pantry, brewery and armory. On the top floor, there used to be granaries and watchmen's galleries with arrow slits. The castle did not have a main tower. It was enclosed in outer ward and the wall itself with buttresses. The entrance to the castle was from the town side over a long wooden suspension bridge and enforced gate. The western outer ward was situated in the western part of the island, separated from the main ward by the moat with a bridge. It was also walled. It had utilitarian character. There was a mill here. From the west, there was a wooden suspension bridge as well. Nowadays, it is difficult to recognize the castle due to numerous disasters and alterations. The castle in Auk was initially isolated from other castles, situated remotely on the edge of a huge uninhabited forest area called Große Wildnis, Great Wilderness by the Teutonic Knights, on the track from Lithuania to Prussia. It was a stage base and barracks for the Teutonic Order's army during raids to Lithuania and an outpost in the network of German castles in the area of the Great Masurian Lakes. Part of the Auk Castle's crew might have taken part in the Great War of 1409 until 1411 as part of the Bangian Comtur's troop. It was defeated, among others, in the Battle of Grunwald on the 15th of July 1410. The banner of the Bangian troop was described by chronicler Jan Długosz as bearing a red wolf on the white background. The castle was the seat of the Teutonic authority called Prosecutor. After the secularization of the Teutonic Order in 1525, Ducal Prussia was divided into three administrative districts, Sambia, High Prussia, and Natangia, which enclosed the district of Auk. Many times was the castle visited by famous guests. One of them was Polish King Władysław IV Vasa, in 1639, the great Lithuanian chancellor, Albrecht Radziwiłł, accompanying the king, was not satisfied with the cool reception.